The Blessing of the Holy Oils. The second Mass, which used formerly to be said on Maundy Thursday, was that of the Blessing of the Holy Oils. This holy function, which takes place but once each year, requires a bishop as the consecrator. For now many centuries, this great ceremony is celebrated at the single Mass, which is said on this day in commemoration of our Lord's Supper. As this blessing takes place only in cathedral churches, we will not enter into each detail. And yet, we would not deprive our readers of what they ought to know with regard to the holy oils. Faith teaches us that, as we are regenerated by water, so are we confirmed and fortified by oil, and that oil is one of the chief elements chosen by the divine author of the sacraments, whereby to signify and produce grace in our souls. The reason of the Church's selecting Maundy Thursday for the blessing of the holy oils was that they would be so much needed for the baptism of the neophytes on Easter Eve. It behooves the faithful to understand the mystery of those sacred elements. We will, therefore, briefly explain it to them, in order that we may excite their hearts to gratitude to our blessed Lord, who has made material things the instruments of grace, and, by his blood, has given them the sacramental power which resides within them. The first of the holy oils, that is, the first that is blessed by the bishop, is the one called the oil of the sick. It is the matter of the sacrament of extreme unction. It takes away from the dying Christian the remnants of sin. It strengthens him in his last combat, and, by the supernatural power it possesses, sometimes restores to him the health of the body. Formerly, it used to be blessed on any day of the year, as often as required. But later on, its blessing was fixed for this day, that thus the three oils might be blessed altogether. The faithful should assist with much devotion at this ceremony, for the element that is thus sanctified is one day to anoint and purify our bodies, sinking under sickness. Let them, as they see it being blessed, think upon their last hour, and praise the infinite goodness of their Savior, quote, whose blood streams so plentifully through this precious fluid, end quote. Footnote, Bossuet, Oraison funèbre d'Henriette d'Angleterre. The noblest of the three oils is the chrism, and its consecration is more solemn and fuller of mystery than those of the other two. It is by the chrism that the Holy Ghost imprints his indelible seal on the Christian that has already been made a member of Christ by baptism. The water gives us our spiritual birth. The chrism gives us strength. And until such time as we have received its holy anointing, we have not as yet the perfect character of a Christian. Anointed with this holy oil, the Christian has a visible sign given him of his being a member of the man-God, whose name of Christ signifies the unction he has received both as king and pontiff. This consecration of a Christian by chrism is so much in accordance with the spirit of our holy religion that, immediately after baptism, the child receives upon its head an anointing, though it is not a sacramental one, of this oil, to show that he is already a sharer of the kingly character of Jesus Christ. In order to express, by an outward sign, the sacredness of chrism, an apostolic tradition requires the bishop to mix balm with it. This balm represents what the apostle calls the good odor of Christ. Footnote, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15, of whom it is written, quote, we will run after thee to the odor of thy ointments. End quote. Footnote, Canticle of Canticles, chapter 1, verse 3. The scarcity and high price of other perfumes has obliged the Latin Church to be content with balm alone in the mixture of holy chrism. But in the Eastern Church, where the climate is more favorable than ours, 3 and 30 species of precious perfumes are put into the oil, and it thus becomes an ointment of exquisite fragrance. The Holy Chrism, besides its sacramental use in confirmation, and its being put upon the head of the newly baptized, is also used by the Church in the consecration of her bishops, in the consecration of chalices and altars, in the blessing of bells, and in the dedication of a church, in which last most imposing ceremony, the bishop pours out the chrism on the 12 crosses, which are to attest to all succeeding ages the glory of God's house. The third of the holy oils is that which is called the oil of catechumens. Though it be not the matter of any sacrament, it is, nevertheless, apostolic institution. Its blessing is less solemn than that of the chrism, but more so than that of the oil of the sick. The oil of catechumens is used in the ceremonies of baptism, for anointing the breast and shoulders. It is used also for the anointing of a priest's hands in ordination, and for the coronation of a king or queen. These few words of explanation will give the faithful some idea of the importance of the blessing of the holy oils. By this threefold blessing, says Saint Fortunatus, in the beautiful hymn which is used during the ceremony, the bishop acquits the debt he owes, and which none but he can pay. The Holy Church seldom employs such pomp as she does on this occasion. 12 priests, 7 deacons, and 7 subdeacons are present. The Roman Pontifical tells us that the 12 priests assist as witnesses and cooperators of the Holy Chrism. The Mass commences and goes on as far as the prayer of the canon, which immediately precedes the Paternoster. The bishop then leaves the altar and goes to the place prepared for the blessing. The first phial of oil that is brought to him is that which is intended for the sick. He prefaces the blessing by pronouncing the words of exorcism over this oil, in order to drive from it the influence of the wicked spirits, who, out of hatred for man, are ever seeking to infest the creatures given to us for our use. This done, he blesses it in these words, quote, "We beseech thee, O Lord, send forth from heaven thy Holy Spirit the Paraclete upon this rich juice of the olive, which thou hast graciously produced from the green wood for the solace of both mind and body. By thy holy blessing, may all they that are anointed with this ointment of heavenly virtue receive help to mind and body. May it remove from them all pains, all infirmities, and all sickness of mind and body. For it was with oil that thou didst anoint thy priests, kings, prophets, and martyrs. May this, being blessed by thee, O Lord, become unto us an ointment of perfection, and abide within our whole being, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." End quote. One of the 7 subdeacons then carries the phial back, and the bishop returns to the altar and continues the Mass. As soon as he has given Holy Communion to the clergy, he returns to the place prepared for the blessing of the oils. The 12 priests, the 7 deacons, and the 7 subdeacons repair to the place where the other 2 phials have been put. One contains the oil which is to become the chrism of salvation. The other, the oil which is to be sanctified as the oil of catechumens. The procession is soon seen returning towards the pontiff. The 2 phials are carried by 2 deacons. A subdeacon carries the vase of balm. The bishop begins by blessing the balm. He calls it, quote, "the fragrant tear of dry bark, the oozing of a favored branch that gives us the priestly unction," end quote. Before proceeding to bless the oil of the chrism, he thrice breathes upon it in the form of a cross. The 12 priests do the same. The Gospel tells us that our blessed Savior used this same ceremony over his apostles. It signifies the power of the Holy Ghost and expresses his name, which is the Spirit. This Holy Spirit is about to make this oil become an instrument of his divine power. The bishop first prepares it for the heavenly dignity by exercising it. He then celebrates the praises of the chrism by this magnificent preface, which has been handed down to us from the earliest stages of our faith. Quote, "It is truly meet and just, right and available to salvation, that we should always and in all places give thanks to Thee, O Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Eternal God, who in the beginning, among the rest of Thy bounteous gifts, didst command the earth to yield fruit-bearing trees, among which should be the olive, which produces this most rich liquor, and whose fruit was to serve for making holy chrism. Hence it was that David, foreknowing by a prophetic spirit the sacraments of thy grace, sang that our faces were to be made glad with oil. And when the sins of the world were expiated of old, by the deluge, a dove announced that peace was restored to the earth by bearing an olive branch, the type of the gift to come, which has been manifested in these latter ages. For after the waters of baptism have washed away the sins of men, this anointing of oil gives us joy and calm. Hence, too, thou didst command thy servant Moses to ordain his brother Aaron priest by pouring oil upon him after he had been cleansed with water. A greater honor still was that when thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, bade John baptize him in the waters of the Jordan, thou didst send upon him the Holy Ghost in the form of a dove, that thus, by a voice that bore testimony, thou mightest designate thine only begotten Son, in whom thou wast well pleased, and mightest prove, beyond all doubt, that this was the fulfillment of what the prophet David had foretold, when he sang, that he was to be anointed with the oil of gladness above his fellows. We therefore beseech thee, O Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Eternal God, through the same Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, that thou vouchsafe to sanctify, by thy blessing, this thy creature oil, and infuse into it the virtue of the Holy Ghost, through the cooperating power of Christ thy Son, from whose name it hath borrowed its own of chrism, and wherewith thou didst anoint the priests, kings, prophets, and martyrs. Raise this chrism into a sacrament of perfect salvation and life to them that are to be renewed by the spiritual laver of baptism, that thus the corruption of their first birth being absorbed by the infusion of this holy anointing, they may become a holy temple, redolent with the fragrance of the innocence of holy living. According to what thou hast appointed in this mystery, bestow upon them the honor of kings, priests, and prophets, by vesting them in the robe of incorruption. May this oil be to them, that are born again from water and the Holy Ghost, a chrism of salvation, making them partakers of life everlasting, and co-heirs of heavenly glory." End quote. The bishop then takes the balm, and having mixed it, on a paten, with a little oil, he pours it into the phial. The consecration of the chrism thus completed, he salutes it with these words, "Hail, O Holy Chrism!" This he does with the intention of honoring the Holy Ghost, who is to work by this sacramental oil. The same is done by each of the 12 priests. The bishop then proceeds to bless the oil of catechumens. After having breathed upon it and pronounced the exorcism, as before in the blessing of the Holy Chrism, he says this prayer, quote, "O God, the rewarder of every spiritual increase and growth, who strengthenest the beginnings of weakly souls by the power of the Holy Ghost, We beseech thee, O Lord, that thou vouchsafe to pour out thy blessing upon this oil, and grant to them that come to the laver of holy regeneration the cleansing of soul and body by the anointing they receive from this thy creature. That so, if there should be any stains fixed upon them by their spiritual enemies, they may be effaced by the touch of this holy oil. May the wicked spirits find no room there. May the powers that have been put to flight have no further sway. May there be no lurking place left to insidious evil ones. May thy servants that come to the faith and are to be cleansed by the operation of thy Holy Spirit find in this anointing a preparation for that salvation which they are to receive in the sacrament of baptism by the birth of a heavenly regeneration through our Lord Jesus Christ, thy Son, who is to come to judge the living and the dead and the world by fire. Amen. End quote. The bishop then salutes the oil on which he is conferred these wonderful prerogatives, saying, "Hail, O holy oil!" The same act of reverence is repeated by each of the priests. One of the deacons takes the chrism, another the oil of catechumens, and a procession is again formed for taking them to the place prepared for them. They are covered with veils of silk, the holy chrism with white, the oil of catechumens with purple. We will conclude our outline of this imposing ceremony by giving our readers the beautiful hymn composed in the 6th century by Saint Venantius Fortunatus, Bishop of Poitiers. The Church has adopted it for the two processions, which we've already described. Hymn. O Redeemer of mankind, receive the hymn of them that sing thy praise. O Judge of the dead, thou only hope of men, hear the prayers of them that carry the emblem of the gift of peace. A tree made fruitful by the fostering sun produced this oil that is now to be blessed, which we, the adorers of his holy name, bring to the Savior of the world. The mitred pontiff, too, standing humbly before the altar, is about to pay his debt by consecrating the chrism. O King of the everlasting kingdom, deign to consecrate this oil, this instrument of life, that breaks the demon's power. Men and women are renovated by the unction of the chrism, and their glorious dignity that had been wounded is healed by the same. When the soul is washed in the sacred font, her crimes are put to flight, and holiest graces come upon them whose brow is anointed with this oil. O thou, the Son of the Eternal Father, and Son of the Virgin Mother, grant light and life to us whom thou hast made to share in thine own anointing. May this day be to us an everlasting feast. May it be sacred, praiseworthy, nor grow old with time.